Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following program contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee. A Bruce Lee, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think it was wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
the voices inside of my head.
Shocking coming to the event, so it was kind of like shocking from beginning to end on that part. Just with who's going to be on what team or whatever. So it was just that build the suspense. But before we go on, we're gonna get on to news. So, I may not even have that much time because this phone might be dying. So I'm gonna try to do this as quick as possible. If I lose you guys, I apologize. Oh, this is crazy. But anyways, rumor has it that AJ Lee may be done with the WWE. I guess that came about that there's just rumors that she may be done with him by like maybe by the end of this year. That one I'm not sure about, but right now there's rumor that she will be done with him by the end of the year. And even like if she loses the title at Survivor Series, it may be an indication that she will leave. And if not, she may end up lose the belt at the TLC pay-per-view. But not sure if, you know, they gonna continue with the feud or whatnot, but I guess we'll find out and just pay attention to like the match tomorrow and what they're doing further ahead, and just we'll find out from then. But right now it's just a rumor and not sure if it's true. But moving on from that, what else I said I was gonna be talking about? TNA, of course. Apparently this Wednesday will be their last show on Spike TV, and I guess Spike TV is done with just doing anything involving with wrestling, period. So that's what's going on with that. And they say they got like a new TV deal, which they haven't mentioned anything about it yet, but seems like they do. They're supposed to announce it this week, or maybe they'll announce it on Impact. We don't know, but we will see. And I hope TNA does have a TV deal and get that straightened out, and hopefully they will draw on success with that, whereas TV or cable station that would pick them up. But we will see from there. And also, I guess if they're going to do the new network, whatever, they're going to do more just Impact Wrestling. So I guess they're going to have more leeway. So we will see. And although it was reports that I was saying that Eva Marie was injured, and yes, that's true, but apparently there's a leaked photo out that she has got something done. Yeah, I think she did get another boob job, which is just, don't know why, because it already looked like she already have it, but I guess it seems like she's getting more, so. Yeah, just crazy enough. But we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the result from Monday Night Raw and maybe some SmackDown as well.
She's watching the taxi driver. He pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name. like Lois Lane, and she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his.
Versus Layla. This obviously Natalya did win that match. The main event for that was Kane versus Ryback, and Ryback won by disqualification. Just overall, at least it was a decent show. Just don't get why people don't like it, but then again, who knows? Okay, now on to Monday Night Raw. I guess it was interesting because I guess they're going to take everybody else, take everybody from Team Cena out like one by one or whatnot. It was supposed to be Luke Harper versus Dolph Ziggler, but then again, they added, now it's for the IC title. Like I said, they did get a beat down earlier on. A lot of these fools are hiding, but anyways. Yeah, they gave Dolph a beat down earlier on, and any result of all that, Luke Harper is now the Intercontinental Champion. Let's see. And they all tried to jump them, yeah, jumped off in the end and ended it with the curb stomp. You have Adam Rose versus Tyson Kidd. I guess a little rematch from this past week. Won the match. You have a very good brutal match with Ryback and Cesaro. It was pretty good. Ryback did win the match. Let's see what else happened. Rusev versus a returning Heath Slater. He was wearing, like, I guess he was being kind of patriot, like the red, white, and blue or whatnot. So I thought that was, like, kind of funny. So overall, Rusev did win the match. Big Show versus Sheamus, which it now ended up being, like, the winner would get a world title shot. Well, we do know the results of that, but we don't know what's to be the future plans with that situation. So it seems like Sheamus did win by disqualification because both Mark Henry and Rusev came out and start beating up on the Big Show and Sheamus. So I guess Sheamus got a future world title match, but then again, you know how they're going to do with these storylines. They might even try to forget about it. Anyways, next up, yeah, they only had, like, one diva match. They had Brie Bella, as she was dressing like AJ Lee against Nikki Bella, but, excuse me, AJ Lee had came out, I guess just watched the match or whatever, and a little bit of distraction by AJ Lee, Brie Bella did win the match. And I guess, just overall, AJ Lee just ended up attacking Brie as well. In the match, I think they should have saved as Survivor Series and should have did a Fatal 4-Way Tag Match. I think they should have did this 8-Man tag Team Match with the Usos versus the Los Matadors, their team was again Goldust, Stardust, The Miz, and Damian Mizdow. Well, it was a lot of, well, you know, like Damian Mizdow, well, Sandow, getting a little bit more of a popularity. I say everybody is starting to like him. So that's one of the things, is just, people like him, but let's see how long that lasts. Because who knows if, you know, how some fans are. They're going to like him one day, then they're going to hate him the next. So we will see what's going on with that, and but we'll see where the popularity goes. But Goldust, Stardust, The Miz, and Damian Mizdow did win the match, and that was kind of like your main event of the evening. And I guess tonight had also tonight had also revealed on who would be part of. Like earlier on, the Authority mentioned that Luke Harper will join them. Which y'all probably noticed that from earlier. So their team was complete. But I guess Cena was missing one person. But I was gonna say also. But they was taking them out one by one. We didn't know what was going to be going on and who was going to be in and who was out. So they did the contract signing, and as it seems like John Cena was going to be ready to, like, take them all on. Dolph Cundler, so he will be in the match. Who was next? Who else came out? Big Show came out. And one thing, it was surprising to me that Eric Roman had came out, and I guess was going to help out with Team Cena. So I think that was a surprise. Let's see. Cesaro did came out. We thought, I like the twist that they did. They kind of teased us that, oh, we was thinking that he was going to join and didn't happen that way. So I guess he went outside of Authority, then he left. They was making a little bit of a joke out of it. So what they did, I guess like Cesaro just left right after that. And I guess they were still teasing about who was in one more person. Then Ryback music hits. He comes out, and I guess he started attacking the Authority. So I'm guessing that he is on Team Cena. So the teams are set, and I don't know if they're gonna like end up like teasing more for this Friday on SmackDown. What they're gonna do? Who knows? But if they're gonna do something on SmackDown, hopefully, you know, it's made like interesting. So you have Team Cena versus Team Authority going on at Survivor Series. You have Dean Ambrose versus Rusev. No, not Rusev, but Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. That's going on. Also, you have championship match. Nikki Bella versus AJ Lee for the title. You also have, I don't know there's another match. I'm just trying to think. I don't know if they made this. This is a rumor, but I don't know if it's actually going to happen. They're thinking of having Adam Rose go against the Bunny. Don't know why, but right now that's just a rumor, so don't quote me on that just yet. I know it was another match, I just can't even think about it at the moment, but what I'm going to do is, hopefully before the pay-per-view happens, I'm going to give out my predictions, and it's going to be like, it's going to be on YouTube, and I will let you guys know my picks and the results of what's going to happen. What I think is going to happen this Sunday at Survivor Series. So we will see. I think what we're going to start doing also very soon is... One of the things we're going to do, we're going to start like doing it in December, what we're going to do. We're going to have, like, Wrestler of the Month. We're going to have everybody pick on who they think should be Wrestler of the Month. Like, WWE, TNA, ROH, and also local as well, so. So we're going to have you guys vote, and probably by New Year's Day, we're going to announce who is January's Wrestler of the Month. So we're just going to start that going on. There's another thing I need to talk about. There's another show that I will be hosting, which is called Clapback. It's like, I can get interviewed, the guests can get interviewed. It's like, if you get interviewed, that's including the host. So, anybody can do. What? Why not? No words, not mine. But I don't think you're boring. That is my opinion. I don't think you're boring. But anyways. We're trying to round out some guests. We already got, like, a guest for the December 9th edition of the show. So, the show will be every Tuesday, starting December 2nd. We might work, and right now we are working on some guests that will, hopefully will be on the show. So we will see. But, anyways, it'll be a fun, interesting show. Y'all would like, it'll be right on this same station on the WFSL radio network. It will be every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern, starting December 2nd. And also, don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. For like latest news, upcoming events, and all that good stuff. Let's see, what else is there to say? Okay, you can also look for us on Facebook. You can look for us on YouTube. Well, yeah, subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Also, follow us on Twitter as well. So I think that would be it from here. So don't forget, Thursdays is now Hazel Runs Her Mouth. That show's going on. So it's just out. But until then, this is our trail. Y'all have a good night and enjoy. Kill him. Well, then again, y'all just have a good night.